Machwia, but I don't think it's very that version of the question. It's possible. Okay. Simon Kuftzadi Zayin. So we're going to begin with a Hakdama. So we're really starting, Baruch Hashem, a new aspect of the Limud. We've learned how you become Tameya, and now we're going to start learning about how you become Torah, or at least the Tefillah. I guess last Simon was also how you become Torah. Anyway, one of the mysteries of our Simon is, how do we know that a woman should go to the mikvah? That doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. In the Parshiyos of Nida or Zava, there's no mention of Tefillah at all. It's only mentioned in the Parsha of Nogea b'Mishkava. There the Torah says, yeah, if you're Nogea b'Mishkava, you have to have Tefillah. Where do we know otherwise? So Rashi Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos, Tosfos Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and also Shabbos Samach Amud Beis says, yeah, what's the drasha? How do we know a woman, Anida, should go to the mikvah? Because the drasha, the Hadava b'nida sa tehei at shetavu mayim. This is, of course, the drasha Rabbi Akiva that we talked about in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei. Sort of interesting. What would be before the drasha? The women weren't going to the mikvah, right? Because originally the way they learned it was Hadava b'nida sa that she should be b'nidori. If, of course, you assume that anyway, that whole debate was on the level of Asmachta, like the Sfas Emes. So, maybe different. Anyway, that's what Rashi and Tosfos hold. The Bahag. I'm sorry? Okay, that's true, but you're saying it's a Lachal Moshe Sinai. So that could be an answer. Another Rishonim is fine to know, give that answer, that there is no Pasuk, there is no Drasha, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. But because the Gemara doesn't mention that it exists as a Halacha in any place. Anyway, you're saying that it was an oral tradition that was originally observed as a oral tradition, then it became Halacha after it's Drasha. Okay, could be. The Bahag, as I said, quoted Tosfos Chagiga Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says it's Kavach Omer. If no Gaba Mishkava requires Tefillah, so Kol Shekein, she herself would have to go to the mikvah. And for that matter, she would be Asur Labayla until then. Now, this right, Makor, as well as some of the other Makors we're going to see, takes for granted an interesting point, which is that the Tumma and the Isser are presumed to be the same. Meaning to say, this Kal Vachomer could teach us that she is Tumeya until she goes to the Mikvah. And the Bahag is saying, well, of course, then for her to be Muteris Labayla, she would also have to go to the Mikvah, because presumably those two ideas are linked. This would be more like the assumption of the Kuzari, famously, maybe not Tosfos and here, Baba Kama Yud Aleph, that it's shayach to be Tmeya, let's say, by Safik Tumah Mishus HaYachad or something, but still Mutaris, Mach Masis Feik Feika. So that's an interesting thing to think about. Tosfos in Yud Mem Zayin Amud Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Yevamos, that Ach B'mein Hida Yishchata, so that's a pasuk by Tfilas Kelim. But remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Darshin, B'mein Hida Yishchata, you have to do Tfilas Kelim in a Mayim, in a mikvah, shanida tovelas b'ha. So you see that anida is tovelas b'mikvah. And finally, the Rambam, Kedarko b'kodesh, Yisuri Bia, Dalet Gimel, makes up his own drasha. Shenamar, and this is the pasuk, I think, by Thomas Carey, right, by meaning an isha shimsha. It says, v'rachatsu b'mayim, Zeb in Av, says the Rambam, l'chol tameshu b'tumah ad sheyitbo. Oh, so good. So it's a binyan av from there. Now, as I said, there is no such drasha. So the Magen Mishnah says it's a sifra. We don't have that sifra. So either there's a different girsa that we don't have, or like I said, perhaps like in other places, the Rambam makes up his own drasha. All right. Yisurei Bia Dalet Gimel. So that is, everybody's going to agree, whatever the makor is, that she needs to go to a mikvah to become muteris. We're assuming mikvah, maybe another time we could talk about whether there's a chash that which choshish that she needs a mayan. Obviously, halacha maisim or not, even though we treat her as a zava, we don't accept that position of Rabbos of Shorashi. Okay, So the next question is really discussed in Sif Beis, but it relates to Sif Aleph as well, which is this concept of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So there's a machlokas in a number of places in Shas, the Gemara Chavtes Amud Beis, Amud Amud Beis, other places, machlokas tanaim, whether tefillah b'zman mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai Sil, tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. And therefore, for example, you have a woman who's all sorts of sveikos as to when her zman tefillah is, so she could have to go to the mikvah lots and lots and lots and lots of times, just in case that this is her zman tefillah. Meaning to say, even though Lamaisa, she's not going to be mutares or tahora, she's going to be omedes besafek, but still she should go to the mikvah alf mitzvah tefillah zmana. And other tanaim, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir, and the like, they disagree. Now, as I said, this is not just limited to Nida. In fact, if you look at Yuma Chesmet Aleph and Rashi there, they argue about the Psukim. What are the Psukim? So the Pasuk says by Tamei Meis, Vizah Tachor ala Tamei Bayom HaShlishi Vayom HaShvi'i V'chit'o Bayom HaShlishi V'chibes B'gadav V'chatz B'mayim V'taher Ba'arev. So this Pasuk, V'chit'o Bayom HaShvi'i, is coming to teach me that the tefillah has to be Bayom HaShvi'i, because the Hazah had already said that it needs to be b'shlishi b'shvi'i. So why does it need to add also the pasuk v'chito b'yom ha'shvi'i? If we already said that you need to do Hazah b'shlishi b'shvi'i, it must be that tefillah is not a mitzvah. Okay, so it's a general rule, a debate, meaning to say, when do you have to be metayer at your first opportunity to be metayer? In terms of nida, so there are many nafkaminas. One is, for example, a nida who is in avelos. So there's an isher tashmish. Should she go to the mikvah? Alt tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Comes up, ra'kari b'yom kippurim. And let's say this balkari doesn't need to go to the mikvah to daven anymore. It's a moot point vis-a-vis tefillah. Should he go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, or should he wait till after Yom Kippur? If you alt tefillah b'zman mitzvah, then you would. If not, not. There's actually machlokas Rishonim how to understand that Gemara. We'll get back to this point a little bit later. According to some Rishonim, like the Ramban, it's aser normally for a tamei to be tovel on Yom Kippurim, and therefore it's only when there's a mitzvah tefillah that will be docha the iser. So if you all tefillah is not a mitzvah, then you'll have to go to the mikvah. According to some Rishonim, like Tosfos, we'll see maybe this view of the Ramban, there's no iser tefillah be'atzam on Yom Kippur because it's not a rechizik shel tainug. So tovel holech just means that there would be a chi, if you all tefillah is about a bizman mitzvah, there's a chiv to go on Yom Kippur, you know, in the afternoon, as opposed to if it's lav mitzvah, you don't have to. Akol panim, we have this machlokas, we said nafkaminas when she's besupik, for example, and we have to figure out how do we pass. So there's a big machlokas Rishon. If you take a look at Nida, Daf Lamed, Amar Aleph, and Tosfos, Dimaschol, Vishama, he says that Rabbeinu Chananel paskins tefillah bizman mitzvah, after all, Beisil, Vishama, we follow that. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we pass on like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, meaning to say, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda thinks, he rejects the Raya of Rach. What do you mean? We pass? Of course, we pass on Beis Hillel, but Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda wasn't coming to argue with Rabbi Yosef Beis Hillel. He was saying, Beis Hillel never said it. And therefore, we pass on like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that Tefillah is not a Laf Mitzvah. How does he know? What's Rabbeinu Tam's Raya that it's Laf Mitzvah? So Rabbeinu Tam's Raya is from the Min HaOlam. We know that women don't go to the mikvah after 7 days, right? Even though, if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so even though we're machmir to treat women as possibly as avos, but we're to be mevatel a mitzvah, no, she should go to the mikvah after 7 days. Yeah, then she'll go to the mikvah a second time after the Shiva Nikim. And the truth is, even if you're going to say, oh, you know what? We're going to actually really pretend she's a zava. Okay, but then she should go to the mikvah on Yom Shvi'i for Shiva Nikim. Why do we wait till the night that follows? So mitzvah deraisa, she should be tavalas. So clearly, says Rabbeinu Tam, we hold tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, right? It's inconceivable that the Chachamim would have been okay davar ha-Torah and pushed b'mevatel this mitzvah in this context. So must be tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah. What would Rach say back? So the Beis Yosef says, I'll tell you what Rach would say. He would say that since it's aser to be tovel beforehand, in other words, Chachamim said, no, you can't. We have to treat her as a zava, and she's not only tovel as on Yom Shvi'i. So since it's aser, so therefore, it is mana. In other words, when this mikvah woman goes to the mikvah after Shemini Kim's over at night, that's mana. right? The Lashon of Beis Yosef, Kevin she'einan misakvos melitvo, ala mepnei takanas chachamim, shmegi hazman shekavu lahem chachamim tvila bizman ha'mikri u'mitzvahi. In other words, seemingly, what is the mitzvah to be tovel bizman? To be tovel on the first opportunity. And therefore, since they made the Isser, this is tvila bizmana. This is tvila bizmana. Ben Utam doesn't hold to that musig. Ben Utam says, the mitzvah tvila bizmana is to be tovelas, when the Torah said you could be first tovelas. Oh. Now the smug says, you know, since we paskin like the Bach, so he was manig his daughter to go to the mikvah even during the winter, even if her husband's out of town, right? Mamish, like very hard to go to the mikvah in the winter in those days. But still, since we were choshes for the Rach, her husband's out of town, doesn't matter. Yeah.
If she's not Tovo in the state, like the show gave so would that be enough? Not whether this is on the next day.
Yes, we're going to get there. Correct. That would, that's going to, we'll get to that very question. Good. That's a further debate within the position of the Rach. Oh. So the Darkei Moshe, Aleph, quotes the Maharik, who said, well, I'll bring you a rai that clearly we don't hold of tefillah bizman mitzvah, because we have all these crazy Ashkenazi minhagim to add to what the Gemara already says. Like we saw, Trumas Hadeshen, not to be tovel until, not to start the Shemini Kiyum until the fifth day from the start of bleeding, or maybe even the seventh day from the start of bleeding. And these are minhagim. Okay, so minhag. But a minhag against the din? A mitzvah? Certainly not. So the very fact that we have these minhagim shows that we must not hold tefillah bizman mitzvah. That's what the Maharik says. We shouldn't, in other words, even if the Beis Yosef could defend the Rach, but the practice of being mosif additional days beyond what the Gemara says, beyond what Chachamim or Misake, again, Bishlama to say, if you do it on the first day that Chazal would allow it, fine, Zalzayin. But to start being mosif on that, that doesn't make any sense if you hold Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah, must be we all Tefillah Bizman Lav Mitzvah. And moreover, now, what about Pinuyos? Now, if you hold like the Rach, should Pinuyos be Tovlos? So we saw all the way at the beginning of the year, we saw the Rivash, who says it's wrong for Pinuyos to be Tovlos. Again, if you learn as Rabbeinu Tam understood the opinion of Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah L'chora, they should be Tovlos, right? The Chachamim, if the Chachamim said Pinuyos shouldn't be Tovlos, they would not have said that if Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah. But what about if you hold like Rach? In other words, could we say that according to Rach, still Pinuyos don't have to be Tovlos, because just like, for example, we don't tell women to be tovlos twice, once after the Shiva Yamim, and then the second time after Shiva Nakim, according to the Rach, because we're afraid that will lead to a mess up. That's what the Mordechai says. So too, for Pinuyos, we're afraid it'll be to a mess up. If Pinuyos are going to the mikvah, then they might not be so careful about Isurim. So therefore, conceivably, you could argue that, yeah, even according to the Rach, we wouldn't necessarily tell Pinuyos to go to the mikvah, because any time going to the mikvah would lead to a kilkul, so then they never said it based off of that Mordechai. You could also argue that since they're not keeping their Shiva Nakiyim, then the mitzvah is in the chal on them. There's a sort of Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah means when after your Shiva Nakiyim are over, like when, so I guess the Maharik's raya, that wouldn't be true, because the Maisa, by telling her to delay a day or two, she doesn't know her Shiva Nakiyim are over, and we're saying if you don't Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah, that would be wrong. So that Chesh probably isn't right. Now the Shach, though, in Sifkat and Gimel, Nekudas HaKasef, doesn't seem to hold that way. He assumes that if Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah, then Pinuyos would have to be Tovlos Bizmana. And in fact, that's one of the Rayos that the Shach brings, that we must hold Tefillah Bizman Lav Mitzvah. Meaning to say, we seem to have a debate over here. According to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to the Shach, though they're saying it differently, in other words, the Shach was coming post-defense of the Rach. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time to use Mana Mitzvah is when the Torah said, right? The Shach says, if Chachamim assert it in a formal Isser, then it still would be a Kiyum of Tzilus Mana Mitzvah. But if it's just a concept that we think she shouldn't go to the mikvah because it would be a very bad idea, would lead to a kilkel, if you all feel there's not a mitzvah, you couldn't do that. And therefore, the Shach says, oh, so from the fact that the Pnuyas don't go to the mikvah, we see clearly Tfilah Mana is lav mitzvah. So what comes out, let's go back, again, you see echoes of this in the Shach, but let's just go back to the basic Rach and Rabbeinu Tam. So the debate between the Rach and Rabbeinu Tam seems to be as follows. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Tfilah Bizmana mitzvah is dafka zmana d'oraisa. And afterwards, it's aver zmano batel karmano, right? And there's no point. There's no mitzvah. Rabbi Yerucham writes this explicitly. Rabbi Yerucham writes that if you miss the zmana for fallen, and Rach understands, according to the Beis Yosef, that it's a kiyum zmana when you got the first moment that Chazal allow, and conceivably, maybe even with Hosafos. So the question is, b'mai pligi? So it could be that the pshat is that they're arguing about what is the mitzvah. Field's not a mitzvah. What mitzvah? What mitzvah? So the Rach holds that the mitzvah is tefillah. Mitzvah's tefillah is the mitzvah. And what's the Zman mitzvah? The seventh day. That was Midaraisa. And after they were Misaki and Shemin Akiyam, so then it's after Shemin Akiyam. And after they said, you can't go during the day, it was the night following Shemin Akiyam. In other words, the mitzvah is tevilah. What does it mean, tevilah bizmana mitzvah? Pshat is, like the Yerushalmi says, asr li'isha lamay bitumasa. So it's not that there's a mitzvah tevilah bizmana. It's a mitzvah of tevilah. It's asr li'isha lamay bitumasa. So when the Chachamim were oker, they weren't oker any mitzvah. When the Chachamim said, keep Shemin Akiyam, they weren't being oker mitzvahs tefillah bizmana. Maybe they were oker zrizos, right? Midoraisa al zrizin, you should go at the first possible time. It's a mitzvah to be tovel. It's ad kedei kach, that you should go 100 times if you're mispik about the days. Fine, so go 100 times because there's a mitzvah. But they're not being oker the mitzvah. They're being oker zrizos. So therefore, he's okay with the concept that they would add Shevin Akiyam and other such things is not a stira, is not implying this is like an Akira Stavim and Atoga. And if it is an Akira Stavim and Atoga, thought they made a new mitzvah afterwards. No, the pshat is that the mitzvah is tefillah and is an offshoot. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the mitzvah is, we have to figure out what it is. Maybe the source is the pasuk, like we said, v'chitah b'yom ha'shvi'i. There's a mitzvah of tefillah bizmana. It's not a mitzvah of tefillah. It's a mitzvah of tefillah bizmana. So once, that's what tefillah bizmana mitzvah is, a mitzvah of tefillah bizmana. So once you lost that tefillah bizmana, then it's garnished, right? So if you were to go ahead and be tovel after the Shevin Akiyam, when in fact you're a nida, you've done zero. It's not a mitzvah of tefillah bizmana. And that's the way Rabbeinu Tam looks at it. Oh, so, but what would Rach say? No, Rach would say that it's still a kiyum of tefillah bizmana mitzvah, even if you go after a Shevin Akiyam, like the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef quotes the Agur. The Agur says, "Imnem savelo tavla b'leil chamishi, aser lo litvol b'shabbos," meaning to say her mikvah night was Thursday night, and she was nansa, whatever, she couldn't make it to the mikvah. So now she can't go Friday night either. Why? So he's learning like the Rach. He's saying that it's a mitzvah, we pass in tefillah bizmana mitzvah. And the only reason we're allowed to go to the mikvah Friday night is because tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Sort of like we say in Yom Kippur, right? According to the Ramban, at least. It would be aser to go to the mikvah Friday night, except for it's a mitzvah. So therefore, even now it's not a mitzvah anymore, right? And therefore, she can't go Friday night anymore. Now you see something very interesting. In other words, this is a blend of the two opinions, right? Maybe along the lines of what we saw in the Shach as well, though he doesn't paskin that way. In other words, clearly he holds that even nowadays it's a fulfillment, he's paskin that like the Rach, and even nowadays it's a fulfillment of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. But he's saying it's only at the first possible moment, right? So he's saying like Rabbeinu Tam, that the tefillah b'zman mitzvah meaning is the mitzvah is tefillah b'zman. But at the same time, he's saying there's still a kiyum of that, even though it's not the Zman Torah. So maybe he holds that the Zman Derabbanan is a mitzvah Derabbanan. Okay, like Rabbeinu Tam sort of, but if there's Tefillah Deoraisa, Tefillah Zman HaMitzvah for the Zman Deoraisa, maybe Tefillah Zman Derabbanan for the Zman Derabbanan. Okay, the mitzvah Tefillah Zman Derabbanan is enough to waive the Isser of going to the Mikvah on Shabbos. This is her thing, right? So you can't say we consen her because he says it's an onus. But the basis is we don't pass in this way. In other words, we do allow her to go to the mikveh Friday night. Because anyway, it's not Zman Tefillah. So al karchacha, there's no Isser going to the mikveh on Shabbos. And he says, anyway, that's a first Gemara. What is the other talking about? It's Gemara Beit. So the Gemara says, it's mutter for a person to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. We're Rizakin, you can't be Tavol Kalim on Shabbos. Yeah, but by Adam it's different. It's Ner Kameikar, it's not Mulchach. So therefore, the Agar is wrong. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. He's perplexed at this. These Rishonim, who seem to hold to this concept that there's an Isser Tefillah b'Shabbos. The Marik, as I said, quoted in the Darkei Moshe Aleph, says that even though, first of all, like we said, we don't pass Tefillah b'Zman HaMitzvah, like we said, for the fact that you wait to the sixth or seventh day, or eighth day, or whatever it is. Now, it's interesting, by the way. He doesn't, like we said, doesn't prove it from Zayr because of Rav. But all right, fine. But Rabbeinu Ruchem says like this, even though Tefillah b'zman mitzvah, im aver zman v'lay tavla, she doesn't have to be tavelas anymore. So again, you see he as well, he learns like the Rach, sort of like the Agur, right? He paskins Tefillah b'zman mitzvah, but he thinks it applies even in the Zman d'Rabbanan, right? So I guess you could say we have three views. We have the view of Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is tefillah b'zmana, and it's only the Zman d'Oraisa. We have the Rach, who holds, no, it's at your first possible opportunity to go, and therefore the concept of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah applies nowadays as well. And then we have this middle view, because the mitzvah is tefillah, it's just, and Zmana is more al tzrizos. And then we have this middle view, which is that the Zman, Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah Midrabanan and Zman D'Rabanan. And if you lost that, then you've lost Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. And that's going to be the view of the Rabbeinu Ruchem and the Agur and the like. If you take a look at the Avnei Nezer, or Chaim Siman Taf Chaf Aleph, he also writes, according to the opinion that Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah and Asur L'Shos Tevilaso, it's begader, just a mitzvah tvila. That's the gader. It's a mitzvah tvila. Even if, in other words, what does tvila b'zman mitzvah mean, let's say, according to the Rach? Tvila b'zman mitzvah, according to the Rach, means there's a mitzvah to become tahor, even if there's no practical utility, right? Going to the mikdash or the like. So I just quoted that because that's Avnei Nezer, I think, is learning the Rach. Like we were suggesting. Okay, so what are some of the nafkaminas for tefillah b'zman mitzvah? We've already mentioned some. One is, for example, b'alachutz le'ir, right? So Beis Yosef writes that one of the pieces of evidence that you see, we the minig is not like tefillah b'zman mitzvah, it's not like the rach, is because it's common for women not to go to the mikvah when their husbands are out of town. So clearly, we all tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. If it was mitzvah, then she would have to go. According to Mordechai, a nafkamina is whether she could be tovelas on Leil Shabbos. According to Mordechai, if you held tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah, it's also to be tovel on Shabbos. You couldn't go at all on Shabbos. Whereas the very fact that we hold that women could go on Shabbos shows that we must paskin tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And that's what the Beis Yosef says, ma'pitom. There's no such thing as an isser to be tovel on Shabbos. According to the Agur, the nafkamina would be if her mikvah night was Thursday and she didn't go, by accident, by ones, And again, the Darkei Moshe at the base isn't like that nafka mina. The Darkei Moshe defends that agur. It's Darkei Moshe Gimel. He says no. That though he says only mutter by the beer, probably because of mitzvahs puravu, but not just feel his mana. But he says if she could go to the mikveh beforehand, and because of, in other words, because of chumros, she didn't go, that's still considered mana. Meaning, say, even though we fundamentally accept the agur. Now he's going to sort of only accept it b'makom shenagu, but even b'makom shenagu, you would follow this psak that if she could go Thursday night and she didn't, she couldn't go Friday night. But that's only if she could have, and she didn't because of non-halachic reasons. But if it's halachic reasons, even if not an outright prohibition, just because of a chumra, so then she could go Friday night if her husband's in town. Another nafkamina is, at least the marik, is whether or not we should even have such thing as chumras relate that would delay to vila. If you hold v'zman a mitzvah, then we never have such chumras. Another nafkamina would be whether a woman should go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av or Bimei Avelos. Right, l'chor, according to the Rach, she should be Tovelos. According to Rabbeinu Tam, she shouldn't. And the Or Zohar writes this. Or Zohar writes, since we pass on like Rabbeinu Hanano, she should be Tovelos. The Ramban also, actually, Tarsa Adam, Kuf Ayin Dalet, says that whether she should be Tovelos during Avelos is totally Nishayla if Tilo's Mana Mitzvah or not. Now, again, according to Tosfos, even if Yol Tzilas Mana Lav Mitzvah would be mutter to go, let's say during Yom Kippur, because he doesn't think Tefillah is in violation of Vechitza Yom Kippur. Fine. If you look at the tour writes that if you hold Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah, Aser Lishos below Tefillah. So it sounds like the Torah is reading, like we said, B'das HaRach, that the mitzvah is basically tefillah. And therefore, if you don't do it on day 7, so do it on day 8. In other words, day 8 and day 9, right? There's no such thing as the Fafalin idea, because the whole source of tefillah's mana mitzvah is Aser Lishos below tefillah. And so that's the way the Torah understood tefillah's mana mitzvah, that basically get tahor as soon as possible, regardless of whether there's a practical nafkamina to your tevila. The Gra, Sifkat and Gimel over here, says, no, there's no raya from the Yerushalmi, because that's a different din. Aser Lishos below tevila might be because maybe her husband will come back. You know, okay, you don't expect him back for several days, but maybe he'll show up, as opposed to saying, no, it's Altz Mitzvah's tevila. Okay, let's just look at a couple more Rishonim. The Rambam here is very interesting. If you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos say Kuftes, he writes, Mitzvah Kuftes, he shet tzivanu shenitbol b'mei mikvah, ve'az nitayr, fine. And what's the source? V'rachatz b'mayim es kol b'sarau. It's a mitzvah of going to the mikvah. But he says a little later, ve'ena kavana be'amarnu shatfila mitzvahs asay, she'echayev kol tamei shitar al kol panim. Right? Don't look at this as a mitzvah chiyuvi. Don't say, yeah, mitzvah tahara is you must become tahor. No. Rather, what does it mean? It means that if you want to become tahor, there's a mitzvah tvila, right? Hanir tzibizet din tvila, ve'yos ha-tahor omeres lanu, kimishi yirtza latar mitumaso, hine lo yishlam lo, ela bit tvila b'mayim v'az yitar. Good. And we know this is the, not everybody agrees that this should be, something like that should be counted as a mitzvah, but that's the Rambam Shita. So clearly the Rambam holds there's no chiyuv of tevila, right? So if you take a look at the Rasag, Yerucham Fishel Perlo, so he holds, he makes the following diyuk for the Rambam. He says, oh, the Rambam understood the machlokas about tevila b'zman mitzvah, lav mitzvah, like the Rach. Right? How did the Rach understand the machlokas, at least the way we understood it? was, is there mitzvah tefillah or not? That's the machlokas. So the Rambam is reading the Gemara like the Rach and paskening tefillah was man alav mitzvah. It's passing like Rabbi Natan, but not the way Rabbi Natan understood the machlokas. That's what the Rambam is saying. In other words, the Rambam says, meaning to say, I don't paskin like the opinion of Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. And in fact, that is his view. If you look at Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, as the Kesef Mishnah points out over there, Pergvav, Halachavav, sounds like he paskins like Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, Lav Mitzvah. Because Ram over there talks about a guy who has Shema Kasav Al Basaro. So it says, Nizdamna lo tvila shel mitzvah, then korich alav gami the tovel. Right? If you happen to have to go to a mikvah, right, you have to become tovel, then okay, there's this etzah, because you're not allowed to be omed lefnei Hashem arum, so you put a loose gami on the things, so you go into the mikvah. But it sounds like you don't have to, right? If you held tvila is not a mitzvah, so you should do it regardless, not just if it happens upon you, just not just if nizdamna. So the Kesef Mishnah, Lacha Mishnah, they say, oh, you see the Rambam holds that tefillah is manalav mitzvah. And that would fit nicely with this diak in the Sefer Mitzvah. It's not mocharach, because just because he's saying that doesn't mean that's the way he learned the machlokas, but certainly could be, and it fits nicely.
What is
you happen to, like, I don't know, you want to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and so you need to go to the mikvah, or you want to eat truma, or the like. In other words, if you... You're saying nizdamna la, meaning you happen to become tameh, and therefore there's a mitzvah to become tahor, right? Yeah. So the nosei kelim don't read it that way, and I think that's because, first of all, they have a bunch of other ayos, but the fact that we paskin like this lashon of the Tanakhama sounds like it's not tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. It's based off the cheshbon of the Gemara. But he also has a bunch of other ayahs, Perak Gimel, Melchus Avot Yom Kippurim, and others. Now, and I guess a good raya as well would be actually Hilchos Nida, Suibiyah, because the Rambam does not paskin all these din of sfeikos, right? The mapelas, that she needs to go ahead, right? Yatza Malaya, Chazare Kanes, that she needs to do all those tefillos, right? So if you pass on tefillos man mitzvah, he has to pass on all those halachos. So the Rambam omits all of them. So that's another raya that he holds tefillos man alav mitzvah. Oh, fine. Now, what's interesting though is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asor, Perek Gimel, halacha beis, writes that in Yom Kippur, in Tovel Kedarka, right? Now, according to the Ramban that we mentioned before, that there's an Isser of Tevila B'Yom Kippur, except if it's a mitzvah, would not agree to this. So you see, L'chora, that the Rambam learns like Tosfos, which is that there is no Isser of Tevila on Yom Kippur, and therefore, the Balkari can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, despite there not being a mitzvah. Okay, what about the Ramban? So the Ramban, we could go back to the Ramban that we talked about in Siman Kuf Tzadiv Vav.
The Tosfos recorded earlier also spoke about Yom Kippur.
Yeah. No, Tosfos doesn't talk about Shabbos. Tosfos talks about Yom Kippur. The Shabbos business comes up in the Mordechai, the Tumas Hadesh, and those later... Or those Ashkenazi Rishonim. Where's Tosfos? Tosfos is in a couple of places. Yuma. Okay. Now, Ramban. So last in last Siman we saw the Ramban Parshas Emor wrote Imratu Lamod B'Tumasam Rishai. Right, he was explaining how it must be that the mitzvah Sfiras Nekiyim is in a mitzvah Sfira, because you don't have to even have to go to the mikvah if you don't want to. So clearly, the Ramban holds also against the Havana of the Rach that tefillah bizman mitzvah, or I'll say it like this, if the Ramban read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Hananel, he's paskening tefillah bizman alav mitzvah, right? Because he says you don't have to become tar if you don't want to. But the Ramban also does paskin tefillah was mana mitzvah, right? That's we mentioned by Avelos, by Yom Kippur, because he holds that you could only go to the mikvah then if it's a mitzvah. So l'chora, what does he hold? He holds that the mitzvah tefillah is mana is either you'll say when you want to be tovel, then it's a mitzvah tefillah is mana, or in other words, I guess like Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to be tovel, then there's a mitzvah to do it bismana. But if you don't want to become tahor, then you don't have to be, right? That's also a new permutation we haven't really seen yet. The mitzvah tefillah bismana, mitzvah bismana. Just tefillah, that's if you want to become tahor, you have to do bismana. But if somebody wants to just remain tahor, tame, that's fine, they're allowed to. And all those cases of stakos is because they want to become tahor. It's interesting, you know, what would he say? Is that true even bismana zeh? But the Pashtus Ramban does say bismana zeh. He talks about it in the context of Chol Tisha B'Av. So we're talking about post Chorban, and still he says it. So that's an interesting perspective. We paskin, by the way, in Shin Pei Aleph Sif Hei, that if her zman tefillah is during Avelos in your day, that is, she does not go to the mikvah, which is consistent with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that we pass in tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. So let's actually talk about that point, the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef, we see something very interesting. So the Beis Yosef, as we mentioned, already said, sugyan de alma k'rabbeinu tam. How do I know that? Because among other things, nashim don't go to the mikvah when their husbands are out of town. But nevertheless, the Beis Yosef concludes, we call makom nere sh'av l'rabbeinu tam. In Baila Beir, mitzvah litvah bismana, share matzinu, bioshua shenena, shal shabita las Yisrael, mid period, rivia, laila achas, vimhi, misachers, malitvah, chidelit. So, first of all, in other words, there's a new mitzvah. Tfila bismana mitzvah, nothing to do with the machlokes and the gedaya. No, we pass in the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a mitzvah of purvo, right? Ad kadei kach, or mitzvah of ona, right? You see that delaying tfila is a really bad thing. How do I know that delaying tefillah is a really bad thing? Look what happened to Yoshua. So that's nothing to do with tefillah bismana mitzvah. Or if you wish, you could say it is a mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of tefillah or the mitzvah of tefillah bismana. It's a mitzvah of ona, it's a mitzvah of purvu. And therefore she should go. And then he adds, and if she delays going to the mikvah because she's trying to be a tsar husband, that's very bad. Aveira, quotes Zohar. Sodos hausaba d'shisha shosa ken goremes kamros ba'olam bar ihu lo chayesh v'lo ashkach l'dein. Meaning to say, if he doesn't mind, if the Baal doesn't mind, then it's okay, right? Let's say there's no puravu, the mekayim mitzvah puravu. Or, you know, if they wait a night, they'll also still be mekayim mitzvah puravu. It's not. So if he's okay, if she's okay, so there's no mitzvah ona, if there's no mitzvah puravu, and you want to delay, she's not doing it to annoy him, then that would be okay. Generally speaking, even if we accept the Mechaber's view, alt mitzvah's puravu, and alt mitzvah's ona, and shalom bayis, we certainly encourage women to go to the mikvah as soon as they can, assuming they're balei and beir. If everybody's happy with delaying a night and there's a very good reason to delay, you don't have to like mamish drive yourself crazy. There are, I've spoken to women whose like kala teachers made them say like, it's like yaharig val yavor not to go to the mikvah at bisman and ad kadei kach that they were like, it was their sister's chasana and they were trying to find a mikvah in Williamsburg that was open like 2 a.m. so that they could go. Like, if you want to, that's beautiful. It's a tremendous thing. I don't know if everybody's on board and whatever, she's not feeling well or, it's your sister's wedding or whatever it is. Again, then, Chacham in of Yerosha, let's put it that way. I think we would discourage it. But if it's really, 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 yeah. In other words, I think they're definitely, and this might be why the Kala teachers pushed this so much. I just think some of them might overdo it. But I think it isn't right when people sort of just push up under the mikvah because of an inconvenience. You know, it's worth it to push yourself to go. And you see this in the halacha. In other words, the halacha is, we'll see this in Dinei Chafifa. We allow all sorts of things that we're not very happy about to allow a woman to go to the mikvah, bismana, right? Even like separating Chafifa from Tefillah from 2 days in a 3-day yantif, right? Even going on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment, when we talk about Shabbos, how, you know, many Rishonim held that there's a real problem going to the mikvah on Shabbos, at least bismana is there, where maybe it's not Shaykh the Sfarav Nerek Kameker anymore, because we're not Rochtzim on Shabbos, we're not Maker on Shabbos. I'm saying, we, the halacha, permits all sorts of things that would otherwise, it's very unhappy about, as a reflection of the fact that going bismana, even if you also bismana lav mitzvah, is a really, really, really valuable, important, big deal. So I chas v'shalom don't want to minimize its importance. A person should push themselves to go bismana. That's the right thing to do, even if it's inconvenient. Nevertheless, as long as everybody's on board, a person, you know, yesh gvul, in terms of where busha fits into it. So you have to figure out where it fits in under those circumstances. I don't think that, you know, yeah, you have to, each case has to be considered on its own. Okay. Fine. So the Shulchan Aruch, so what does Shulchan Aruch say? So over here, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Imbaila Be'ir Mitzvah Litvol Bismana. So what does that sound like he's paskening like? Lav Mitzvah, right? Because Imbaila Be'ir, there's no reason to go. However, you look at the Or Chaim, Tof Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this, Bismana Zeh, Asur Le'isha Litvol B'Yom HaKippurim. Now, what does that mean, Bismana Zeh? Sounds like dafka bisman hazeh, we're not tovel bismana. In other words, mikra din sounds like he's paskening tefillah bismana mitzvah. So at first glance, that's the way I learned. I thought, oh, what do you see? Shulchan Aruch is yet another permutation of what we said before. Really, he paskens like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's havana of tefillah bismana mitzvah, that it's all or nothing, right? And he paskens tefillah bismana mitzvah. But there's no kiyum of that anymore because nobody's being tovel bismana. So in Mela, that's what he's saying. And over here. So in Baila Be'ir, you don't have, it's okay not to go to the mikvah. Why? Because even though it's true we paskin tefillah bismana mitzvah, but they were okay that mitzvah when they go ahead and they said, you know, wait shivin the kiyum. And so he's not actually paskining tefillah bismana mitzvah. He's paskining against Rach, right? Because if Rach was right, then in Baal Abir she should go, right? But he's actually passing the Tefillah Bismana. That's what I read it at first. Then I thought that's a little fair, because it's fair to say they were Okadar and Nator, like Rabbeinu Tam says, right? Which is basically what he's saying. So I thought maybe you could understand what he says in Or Chaim, Bismana Zeh, in another way. Right. Again, first possibility is Bismana Zeh means for us that we're not total Bismana. No, maybe Bismana Zeh means something else. Bismana Zeh means She'ein Anu Oskin B'Taharos. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, since we're not Osik B'Taharos, so then there's no reason to be total Yom Kippur. Because what's the point, right? To be with her husband. That's the only nafkamina for tefillah nowadays. Well, it's Asar on Yom Kippur. So wait till the night. What's the point? But if there was some reason actually to be tovel on Yom Kippur, like, let's say, you know, she's making lunch for her kids, she wants to give them some truma, I don't know, whatever it is, right? So then she could go to the mikvah, right? But bismana zeh, where there's no point. So Vadi is paskening tefillah bismana lav mitzvah, right? He's learning like Rabbeinu Tam. And this idea really comes from Tosfos and Beitza Yudchas on the base. That's really, if you want to say, who's basically paskening like, it's Tosfos and Beitza. Tosfos and Beitza writes in the end, the Odo Marie, the Bismana Zeh, Ein Tov Lemobi Yom Kippur, and the Lobetish above, the Davka Haim, Shei oskin b'taros hayitzach l'tfil miyad. Kedei shelo yitamu ataros. Afal hashtad that tefila ein ba ela l'tayra l'bayla yichay lahi l'erachot t'velach haver yom kippurim kedei shetisrak b'sa'in and fine shalom night. Good. So, and that's l'chara what comes out from the Gra, commenting on the Mechaber, he quotes this Tosis in Beitza, Gishmak. Now, the Gra had something interesting as well. The Gra writes, this is a Gra Gimel, the Gemara Tesvav on the base, Isha Sheish Laveses, Baila Mechashifla, right? The Gra is Chulei, right? So how does the Shulchan Aruch said like this, right? The Shulchan Aruch said that if Baila be, that she should go to the mikvah, right? So she shouldn't delay. She should go to the mikvah. Now, what is the reason? So from the base Yosef, the base Yosef just said, yeah, pruvu, oh no, whatever it is, right? Such that, let's say, Baila is out of town, she wouldn't have to go. But the Gra says, oh, but 1 second, the Yushalmi says, Asar la'isha lama b'tamasa. The reason why Baila machash la yamei vesta and can be ba'alaha is because she's going to go b'zmana. Why? Because asar lama b'tamasa. Then the Gra writes, Elisha Pirish Kimanda Amr Tfilu Zmana Mitzvah. So the base Yosef who thought that there's a raya from that Yerushalmi that she should go is understood the Yerushalmi as going like the Manda Amr Tfilu Zmana Mitzvah. The Eina Lashon Mashmakein. But that's not the Mashmos. In other words, how does the Gra want to read that Yerushalmi? The Gra understood that the Yerushalmi, right, again, what does Yerushalmi say? Asalamu b'tamasa. So the Beis Yosef said, oh, the Yerushalmi is going like the man d'amr tefilas man mitzvah, right? That's like we said before. Tefilas man mitzvah means there's a mitzvah to be Torah. That's what Yerushalmi is saying. That's what the Torah thought. There's a raya from the Yerushalmi for the Rach. In which case, Yerushalmi isn't a raya for the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskin tefilas man alav mitzvah. But the Gra is saying, no, that's not the Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Pshat in Yerushalmi has nothing to do with Tfilas Mana. It's nothing to do with Yerushalmi. She shouldn't be Omed B'Tumasa, not because of Tfilas Mana Mitzvah. Why? I don't know. Maybe so the husband, if he comes back early, she'll be Mutaris. That's the Pshat. So really, she should go right away, even according to the Pesach of the Mechaber. She shouldn't delay. She shouldn't delay. According to the Gra, according to the Mechaber, it sounds like it's mutter to delay if your husband's out of town. Maybe if you learn like the Gra, it should be even if your husband's out of town, you shouldn't delay. Not because the Tefillah is mana mitzvah. Now the Gra agrees to the Pesach of the Mechaber that Tefillah is mana lav mitzvah, but rather, maybe he's going to come home, right? And therefore, she should always, right? And the Taz makes a similar point. Maybe. Because Baila Somechas Aleh, that's Taz Gimel. Oh. So maybe if Ein Baila Somechas Aleh, and they were Makayim Kurevu, and the Baila's Makbid, then it would be mutter to wait. But otherwise, L'chatchila, she should go. If her husband's out of town, maybe he'll surprise her. Maybe he'll show up. She should go Bizmana. That's really the ideal. Okay, some women don't like to go Bizmana because they're afraid of, Mazikim or something like that. But there's a solution to that. You could just put a knife under your pillow if that's what you're worried about. I remember I once saw a Pashkevil in what they call the country. I went up to the country only once to my cousin's bungalow colony years and years ago. And there was this note encouraging, it was written to the men to encourage their wives to go to the mikvah. Now, why? Yerushalmi. But there's another reason why, because all the women in the bungalow colonies, what happens is the men go down to the city and they come back. They work during the week. Their wives go up to the bungalows. And so they come back for Shabbos. So what was happening was, anyway, there's not a lot of mikvahs apparently in the country. Never know which country, but anyway, the country. There's not enough mikvahs, because they're just in the. And then to make that worse, all the women will wait till Thursday night. So there would be like this huge, there's not enough time. So that's what the note said, that no, you shouldn't wait till Thursday night. You should go at the first opportunity and keep a knife under your pillow and shite. Okay. Fine. Now, so again, from the So from the Beis Yosef, again, Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah of doing it immediately is Al Tzipor Revu and the like. From the Grub, maybe even if he's out of town, because he might show up. And like you pointed out, if in the event that you it's a Shas Adchak and there's no Shaila of Pur Revu, and everybody, both husband and wife, agrees, then delaying could be okay. All right. Did you guys start getting to Tefillah B'Shabbos yet? I know you didn't do the basics. All right, so we'll wait for next time. So Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, we'll start with Tefillah B'Shabbos. And, you know, there's whole discussion in the Beis Yosef. And then we have, then we'll also talk about the idea of Tefillah B'Chamin B'Shabbos, what the Pesachei Tshuva brings up. That's a big deal as well. So you can look at the Marmakomos and the Pesachei Tshuva as well, some other Marmakomos. I'll send you some Marmakomos to look at as well. It's for the Chevra who is here for Chol Shabbos, so maybe a little bit of repetition, or Chazara, we could say. We'll talk about Tefillah B'Motzei Shabbos, and then, you know, turn to Sif Gimel. I don't know how many more shiurim, probably a couple more shiurim. But I think there's a, you know, pretty good chance that we'll finish next week. And then the following Sunday, Kuf Tzadi Ches, which is big. Okay.
Question? Yeah. What is the knife under the pillow?
It's all in order now. And everything else for the rest of the year is in order.
What does the knife under the pillow accomplish?